I think it's fair to say that in patients having a mastectomy, other decision-making doesn't really inform whether the surgeon carries out an axillary procedure or not. Having made the decision to carry out a mastectomy in DCIS, most of the patients are actually having an axillary procedure. But if we look at the patients, and they're much fewer, who are having axillary staging as part of a breast-conserving procedure, size is a factor, and presumably, as Andy said at the beginning, many of these patients are probably being treated by some kind of therapeutic mammoplasty procedure, because there are still some patients having large DCIS lesions removed by breast conservation. But the surgeon is clearly taking into account other factors, such as the presence or absence of microinvasion and also nuclear grade, and these are influencing the decision-making as to whether to carry out an axillary staging.